Welcome to the Veterans Ascend podcast. Today, we are honored to have Nick Tran from Schlumberger. Nick is an Army veteran. He currently serves as the head of Schlumberger Company, where he was responsible for providing strategic leadership for Cameron's development and implementation of a veterans program with a focus on veteran community outreach, career development, and veteran recruitment initiatives. Nick also sits on the board of NextStop. We look forward to hearing his insights, and we have the privilege today to hear those insights as on his transition as a veteran, best practices at Schlumberger, and his insights on putting your best foot forward. So Nick, thank you again for your time today. We look forward to hearing about your role. So tell us about Schlumberger, your role and the connection with veterans.
Well, thanks for having me, Robin. So Schlumberger, we're the largest oilfield services company in the world. We operate in 85 countries. We have over 100,000 employees. That represents 140 nationalities worldwide. So, like you mentioned before, I started the program in Cameron. And initially, it was a focus just to recruit veterans. But as we start recruiting, we realize that there's so much more to do within the veteran community than just to go out and recruit. And some of the lessons that I learned when I was deployed in Afghanistan is when you're going to a community, a small community, that's tight-knit, that's not used to outsiders, you've got to go in there and build your reputation, your brand. You got to offer to do things first, good things for the community before you start going in for the ask. And for us, the ask was recruiting and getting talent from that community. But instead of just jumping in and saying, hey, we want to hire you, we start looking into the community to see what things are important to veterans when they leave the service, where they come back from the deployments. And for me personally, and for the people that I serve with, it was recovery. First thing was recovery. Get back on your own feet, and have, give you the skills that you need to transition effectively. Like, we would see veterans that have maybe spent 20 years in the military and they finally are transitioning out, and their resumes, they went through the TAP program, the Transition Assistant Program. And it's a good start, but their resumes they're not very competitive. They look somewhat like high school kids' resumes compared to other civilian counterparts. So what we would do is we would go into these communities, the veteran communities, and bring our HR recruiters, bring our hiring managers, bring our folks that would help veterans write an effective resume, the kind of resume that we would be interested in hiring for. And we provide an interviewing workshop for these veterans. And at the end of the day, our message is we want to give you the skills to be more competitive in the job market, regardless if you come work for Schlumberger or not. So we do this free of charge. We go to military bases to do this. We do this at colleges. And sometimes we even hold open house events where we invite vets to come into our to our facility. We'll provide these classes for free, offer them lunch, and then even have a professional photographer to take pictures of them for their LinkedIn profile and how they use LinkedIn. And again, it's not we're not asking for anything from that. And those are the type of the holistic community activities that we do within the veteran community to build our name, build our brand. And as we go to recruiting events, it's easier for veterans to understand, hey, this Schlumberger, I remember they did this, you know, in the past for us. So that's kind of our strategy in a nutshell.
Wonderful, Nick. Thank you so much. That is definitely great insight, and we appreciate Schlumberger's role in that. So in addition to that, and you kind of highlighted some of that, what is one of the best programs at Schlumberger related to veterans? Is it a affinity group, recruiting practices? What would you say is one of the best programs there?
So I would say it is our community engagement. And you know, we've got thousands of veterans within Schlumberger all over the world from all different countries. And each of those communities kind of goes out and taps out into their local community to find what the needs are. And it could be, you know, like I said, it could be those resume or interviewing workshops, or it could be where in Canada, we got some veterans to help raise money for Spin for Vets. So Spin for Vets was a 24-hour spin bike event to help raise money for Homes for Heroes in Canada. And the money raised built tiny homes for homeless vets in Canada. And they put these tiny homes in a community full of other tiny homes full of veterans. So they kind of help each other get back on their feet, have a place to call home, and so they can transition to the next step in their life, which is finding a job. So that happened in Canada. We went to in Romania, you know, so we got 100, we hired 100 Romanian veterans for mechanical CNC lathe operators. And we got involved with the military there by the connections that we had with Romanian soldiers within Szolnok that introduced us to those generals that created this kind of place for them to transition out and say, here, Szolnok is an employer. In the UK, we're going there, we're doing some events to help with wounded veterans. So it's not one particular thing, but it's a lot of community engagement in all the areas that where we live and work.
That's wonderful. And I think that means a lot to the veteran community to be part of an organization that does those kind of activities and community involvement. It's just, it gives that sense of purpose and that mission again that we have as veterans. So that's wonderful. Thank you for that. So tell us your best piece of advice for a transitioning service member or veteran. You kind of touched on this in your opening, but give us your best advice for that transitioning service member or veteran.
So just to give you some background, I am I'm an Army veteran, spent 13 years in the military. I was a senior NCO. I fought in Desert Storm, Enduring Freedom, and Iraqi Freedom. So I was in three different campaigns. So the advice I'm going to give, it comes from the heart, comes from a place of love, but it's tough love. And I think a lot of veterans get out and they're expecting to transition easy. So I have several advice for veterans. One is make sure you allocate enough time for your transition. And I would say an average is for a good transition, it's going to take 18 months. So it's going to be longer than you expect. The other thing is, you know, in the military, we're used to this terminology. It's called you have to meet the standard. You have to meet the standard in everything that you do in the military to stay in your unit, to get promoted, to get into another unit. If you want to get into a high level unit, like a tier one unit, like say special operations, you have to exceed the standards. You have to, you have to do more than what the average thing you need to do. You have to go above and beyond. So when you you want to come and work for a company like Schlumberger or any Fortune 500 company or 100, these are tier one companies. They're not easy to get into. And those are companies that have military friendly, that they say they're military friendly, doesn't mean we're going to hire you just because you're a veteran. You still have to meet the standard. But above that, you have to beat everybody that also met the standard, because you're competing against other candidates for the same job. You know, when you're talking about a tier one company, each job probably have 300 to 400 people applying for the same job. So you have to beat all those people out. As a veteran, you know, you can mark yourself as a veteran for our organization, and your resume gets flagged where it kind of goes to the top, but the recruiters still look to see if you meet those requirements. So I would say, first of all, budget 18 months out. When you go to a company like ours, make sure you do your homework to find out who we are, who our customers are, what jobs we have available, and what those requirements are for those jobs. Find a point of contact. I'm usually the point of contact for Szolnok. I'm happy to connect a veteran to a recruiter, a hiring manager. That way the resume doesn't get lost in the process, because when you get like a job with 300 resumes, not all the resumes get viewed. But if I get contacted from somebody via LinkedIn, I can pull the resume and ask the recruit to look at the resume. At least somebody's going to have eyes on your resume. Third of all, don't give up. I mean, a lot of people in the military, they try out for special operations. They may not make it the first time, may not make it the second time, but eventually they'll get in if they keep on trying out. And transition's hard. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is hard. Don't just look at what you did in the military. Don't just look at your MOS, because you're a lot more than that. I want veterans to understand that they're capable of doing more. Let's say you're just an 11 Bravo, which is an infantry person. Don't just look at roles that are like security guards and stuff like that. You're capable of more than that. What your rank, what your MOS in the military doesn't define you for the rest of your life. So don't limit yourself. Guys and gals like me in companies that are military friendly, we're educating our hiring managers to not just look at the veteran based on what he or she did in the military, the specific job, but what that person brings to the table, like their core values and their work ethic. So, I mean, that's a lot more than just one bit of advice, but there's a lot of advice to give to veterans. Hope that was helpful.
Wonderful, Nick. Thank you. It was very helpful. Thank you so much. And you're right on point. And certainly what we consider here at Veterans Ascend as necessary to not just put yourself in a box with your military title, but to understand the skills that you bring across many organizations in the civilian community. So you've kind of touched on this as well. If the veteran is interested in working for Schlumberger, what would you recommend for them to put their best foot forward?
Like I mentioned before, make sure you do your homework. It's just like you're going to, in the military, if you're going to any kind of AO or area of operation, you're gonna do your recon. So make sure you do your homework on us. Find out who we are, find out who our customers are, find out any recent updates on news, headline news about us, and find out what jobs we have available. This is very critical. You don't just, I mean, I've had veterans come up to our booth at job fairs and ask us, hey, so what do you guys do? I mean, like a veteran's asking Schlumberger what we're doing, you know, like, what do we do? Or what kind of business we're in? It doesn't really come across very well. And also, you know, if you understand what we do and you understand what jobs we have available, don't, you know, just come up and just throw your resume hoping that something will stick, and don't make that recruiter do your work for you as far as finding out how, where you fit into the organization. You have to find out how, you have to put some skin in the game, find out how you fit into that organization and find out what are those requirements that it takes to get that position and go out and get those requirements. Regardless, you know, you may have to go work for a smaller company first to get that specific requirement. But if you want to get into an organization like ours, you can, but it's going to take a lot of work on your end as well.
Wonderful. Great advice. Just so on point and a wonderful insight for our listeners and our veterans. So Nick, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you to Schlumberger for their efforts in hiring and retaining America's heroes and everything you're doing in the communities. It's truly appreciated. Listeners, for more information on Schlumberger, please visit their website at www.slb.com. And for more information on Veterans Ascend or to sign up today, please visit our website at www.veteransascend.com. Thank you again, Nick. Appreciate your time. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Robin. Bye-bye.